U.S. Navy SEALs Unveiled.
From the world's rivers and oceans, Navy SEALs attack America's enemies. You won't see them coming. Don't even try to catch them. SEALs are at home at sea, on land, and in the air. They strike without warning using demolition charges, overwhelming firepower, and sophisticated suppressed weapons.
They are among the best trigger pullers in the world.
SEALs have a reputation for being the meanest strike force on the block. They take on some of the most dangerous and secretive missions in the military playbook. If regular infantry formations are blunt instruments, then SEALs operate as small, surgical strike teams. Always outnumbered, but never outgunned, SEALs even up the odds by becoming masters of stealth. The SEALs' primary theaters of operation are rivers and oceans. For the SEALs, water is home. They use it to their advantage for concealing infiltration and extraction. The SEALs' waterborne missions are an inheritance from their ancestors. A small group of Navy swimmers who form the underwater demolition teams.
There is one direct line of ancestors to today's Navy SEALs. Every SEAL who has ever been owes his existence to the underwater demolition teams.
The underwater demolition teams were organized after one of the costliest invasions of the Pacific War, the assault of Tarawa in November 1943.
Where the U.S. Marines lost more men due to drowning before they ever reached the beach. Why did they lose so many men? They didn't know how deep the water was. They didn't know where the coral heads were. They didn't know where the obstacles were.
The high price paid in blood at Tarawa galvanized senior Navy officers into action.
Admiral Richmond Kelly Turner, who had planned the operation at Tarawa, swore that he would not see that happen again. He looked for the men who could examine the beaches. He looked for men who could go into the water and find the obstacles.
Admiral Turner found these men in an elite Navy team trained in the use of explosive charges. They were called Navy Combat Demolition Units. On D-Day in June 1944, NCDU teams landed on the Normandy beaches. Under heavy fire, they set off demolition charges, blowing up obstacles that weighed tons. From the ranks of these men who would become D-Day heroes, Admiral Turner recruited the Navy's new underwater demolition teams, or UDTs. Operating on rivers and at sea is an essential mission for the SEALs. Larger amphibious assault forces attack beaches head-on in massed formations. SEALs need to slip in unnoticed and avoid a showdown on the shoreline. They insert and extract using discrete surface and submerged craft that guarantee them a low profile. Airborne insertion is an essential part of the SEALs playbook for getting men and materials on the ground quickly.
In the name of the SEALs, there are three environments: sea, air, land. One of the most difficult environments in that name is air. That means these are SEALs who jump out of planes and fly down on a parachute.
The SEALs are the most formidable naval special operations force in existence. Their awesome firepower, airborne insertion techniques, and stealthy underwater vehicles give them the edge against even the most determined opponents. The U.S. Navy SEALs, the toughest, stealthiest special operations force in the world.